You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Shortly after the Three Mile Island accident in 1979, a group of people got together to try and put pressure on the Idaho National Laboratory regarding putting hazardous waste and radioactive waste into the Snake River aquifer. This group formed the Snake River Alliance, and 10 years later, in 1989, that group's first efforts paid off, and the INL stop putting waste into the aquifer. Now, over the years, the Alliance has become Idaho's nuclear watchdog and clean energy advocate, and this group will be celebrating 40 years this month. Joining me live in studio are Beatrice Brailsford, Nuclear Program Director for the Snake River Alliance, Snake River Alliance member Amy O'Brien, and Jeremy Maxent. He is a board member and former executive director. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So take me back 40 years ago. Because we are talking about a very small group of people getting together, but really wanting their voices and their concerns to be heard. So how did you all come together?
I think the way we were formed was really fundamental to how strong we have been over the years. It was a tiny little group, but there were tiny little groups in Pocatello. Mm. There was a tiny little group in Ketchum. All the little groups came together. And I think one of the main strengths of the Alliance is that we are member-based. So we have the skill set of every single one of us is all together. And I think that that has been one of the reasons, the key reason, that we have been so successful over the years.
And what really has made your organization, I mean, the watchdog, when we talk about nuclear, when we talk about, you know, clean energy. I mean, Jeremy, was that a distinction that you that the group wanted to get over the years, or did it kind of just naturally happen?
That's a great question. I think what makes the Snake River Alliance so valuable to the state of Idaho, to the people in Idaho, is the relentless pursuit of the truth of what's happening at the Idaho National Laboratory. What the threat actually is to the environment and to the people and to the economy, and what real resources can be brought to bear to clean up and protect our water. And I think that's really what's the most fundamental thing about the Snake River Alliance is it's a instrument for the communities around the state, the people of this state, to continually watchdog what's happening out there and let people know what's happening so that they can make informed decisions and they can advocate on behalf of themselves.
And without an organization like this, what could be the ramifications of the, of something like that? They're all pointing to each other. Somebody.
The historian, Beatrice.
Yeah, exactly. Beatrice, you take it.
Well, you know, we have stopped, unfortunately, a lot of what our work has been is to stop bad ideas. We have stopped over time three nuclear weapons plants, a plutonium incinerator. We shut down a plant that dissolved spent nuclear fuel and put it in acid, and it remained a terribly poisonous liquid. And we helped the state of Idaho slow the flood of nuclear waste coming into our state. So over the years, I think if we hadn't been here, this state would be, the damage to this state would have been far greater than it has been because we've been here. For instance, you know, I don't think they would have been cleaning up the plutonium if public pressure hadn't forced the federal government to do that.
So it's really that voice of advocacy in a lot of ways. And Amy, is that one of the reasons why, you know, you're a member, but a soon-to-be board member?
Yeah, well, I came to it through an art project about 3 years ago that another board member put together called Holding What Can't Be Held. And that's when I met Beatrice, and I eventually met Jeremy, and just became inspired by their activism. And through art, we've been trying to kind of get the word out, just another way to inform the public. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been on 4 tours of the Idaho National Laboratory. I think I'm kind of hooked on it. Thank you, Beatrice. I've, you know, seen what they do with the waste that they're still processing, and I've seen some of the newer nuclear, I guess, what do you call that? area that we just went to
on
the tour.
I call it magical nuclear thinking. There are a lot of new projects proposed for the Idaho National Laboratory. And I think, you know, one of the projects that I hope people here have heard about, and if not, check us out because we'll be talking about it a lot more in the coming months. The proposal is to build 12 reactors at the Idaho National Laboratory above our water. The electricity from these reactors, and this would be the first time that a nuclear reactor really produced electricity in Idaho. So now we have 12 of them. The electricity would go to Utah, and we would be stuck once again with the nuclear waste that all nuclear power plants produce.
I'm speaking with Beatrice Brelsford. She's Nuclear Programs Director for the Snake River Alliance, Snake River Alliance member Amy O'Brien, and former Executive Director and Board member Jeremy Maxand. Now, I want to switch gears a little bit, but talk about commemorating the 40 years of this advocacy group. So this weekend, you're putting on a big event, correct, Amy?
Yeah, we have a big dinner coming up at the Ahaveth Beth Israel Synagogue space, and it's from 6 to 9 o'clock, and we'll have some great food and some entertainment, and we'll have a lot of the old logos, the old art, kind of the protest materials that from the past 40 years on display, and then we'll also be selling off some of the older posters, kind of the vintage posters. And so there's there's this link to artists from the very beginning, which we'll be showing. And then I believe there'll be some entertainment by past community activists, right?
Well, Beatrice? And current. Yes. We have a terrific skit that we're going to rehearse before we do it.
But I like it, yeah. Rehearse it before you do it, right? And, you know, Jeremy, having been a former executive director of the Snake River Alliance, where has the Alliance been and where should it be going?
That's a good question. Well, where it's been is part of a national and really a global network of people who live in the shadows of nuclear weapons facilities across the United States and in other countries like in Russia. And I think one of the strengths of the Alliance and of all these organizations across the country who are advocating for cleaning up nuclear waste that's threatening their water is the ability to lean on one another and share information and to, be energized by one another's strength, essentially, and drive. And I think we have to follow that model into the future. You know, nuclear waste lasts for a really, really long time, millions of years in some cases. And I think that we have to have that long-term mindset. And it takes a large, strong community of people who are working together, both in Idaho, but across the country and across the planet to deal with this problem, because it's not going to go away. Even if we stop producing nuclear waste today, this problem is going to be around for a very, very long time.
And is that part of it, is trying to find a collaboration with a place like the INL? Because as you said, Jeremy, I mean, nuclear energy is not going to go away. So is it a matter of how we figure out what to do with the waste? Or Beatrice, do you want to answer that?
Well, actually, I think probably nuclear power is going to go away. It is on the decline. It is, without government subsidies, far and away the most expensive way to produce electricity. And it's also a very risky way to boil water at the end of the day. So I think particularly when you start looking at the threat of climate change, nuclear power is just simply too slow and too expensive make a difference. So that's why we advocate clean energy as a more than viable alternative to nuclear power, a stronger alternative.
And so, again, I want to go back to the weekend's event. This is this Saturday. And is it open to anyone who would like to come and attend and like really commemorate the history of what was a grassroots organization 40
years
ago?
And celebrate the future.
Yeah.
it's open to members and non-members. And you can buy tickets on the website or just come to the door.
All right. I want to thank all of you for coming in and talking today. I appreciate it. My guest today, Beatrice Brelsford, Nuclear Programs Director for the Snake River Alliance, Snake River Alliance member Amy O'Brien, and former Executive Director and Board member Jeremy Maxhand. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.